The government's latest attempt at saving New Zealand's endangered species has been accused of lacking leadership. Today, the government launched a new action plan for biodiversity for the next 20 years. It involves making the country pest-free by 2050 and reducing fishing bycatch of seabirds and marine mammals to zero. But a conservation ecologist says the plan's objectives need to be clearly defined or they may not be met. Laura Dooney has more.
At today's launch of the plan, the Conservation Minister, Eugenie Sage, said everyone needs to be part of the conversation. She hopes this strategy will be stronger than the one it will replace, which was created in 2000.
It will also have more clearer actions and a clearer commitment to collaboration and cooperation, because it's only through working together that we'll actually achieve change. It does point to some of the shifts that we need to make in our economic activity in order to restore and encourage nature to thrive.
Ms Sage says the strategy released today is a discussion document, and she wants New Zealanders to engage in the conversation about how to restore nature. Conservation ecologist Bill Lee says while the goals of the strategy are laudable, they lack clarity.
What we need is clear affirmation of the threats that biodiversity faces in the current environment and the key actions that we need to do over the next decade to save Indigenous biodiversity.
Mr. Lee says the lack of leadership risks a lack of direction.
It would just help both community groups, regional government and also national government settle around a few clear objectives that we were prioritising over the next decade.
Bill Lee says the strategy documents are high level, but he wants more tangible engagement about the threats facing our native species. He says community groups, eco-sanctuaries and predator-free initiatives are doing great things for the country's biodiversity, and the strategy could have gone further. Forest and Birds Chief Conservation Advisor Kevin Hackwell is also critical of the lack of detail.
That's a chance, though, people have a chance to comment. We want the people of New Zealand who are really interested in this stuff to actually demand those changes and to be talking about what they want.
One thing the strategy does discuss is reducing the bycatch of birds, coral and marine mammals to zero. Kevin Hackwell says the fishing industry is still resisting such systemic change, but believes it will happen eventually.
The reality sinks in that it's worth the while for them, you know, and what they want to do. If they want to be sustainable into the future, they've got to look after nature too. Nature will then look after them. And I think a lot of fishermen are starting to realise that when you have things like your stocks plummeting, you can't make any money, you've got nothing there to catch.
Eugenie Sage agrees the marine space holds the greatest challenge.
We've got so many of our seabirds being at risk of extinction because of bycatch, because of changes in sea temperature, not having the fish that they need to feed on.
Eugenie Sage says there needs to be more marine protection to ensure fisheries are sustainable for all species. The public have until late September to give their views on the plan. In Wellington, for Checkpoint, ko Laura Dooney, tēnā.